Is he my prince? Is he the toad? Waiting, wondering, is getting too old. I'm gonna let down my hair, slide up my skirt, get me up, be the biggest little flirt. Well, I might.
Welcome to the Shame Free Zone with Veronica Monet, your friendly former sex worker and certified sexologist. The Shame-Free Zone is a safe place for your questions and your secrets about all things sexual.
Welcome to the Shame-Free Zone. This is your host, Veronica Monet, and I am interviewing a very intriguing woman tonight. Her name is Pat Davis. She was born on Valentine's Day. How many of us can claim that, huh? And she happens to be the president of Passion Parties Incorporated. Now, that is the leading authority for romance and sex advice, or actually, I should say she is the leading authority for romance and sex advice, and the Passion Parties are serving, I guess they've served like over a million women. It's amazing. Their tagline is the ultimate girls night in. Pat, welcome to the Shame Free Zone.
Thank you so much, Bronk, and thanks for inviting me. I think we just have one passionate diva to another tonight. This is exciting.
Well, in a few minutes, I'm going to actually be asking you, what is a passion diva? I put that question out on Facebook. I asked people, what's the difference between a good girl and a passion diva? So we'll see what kind of answers we get, and we'll check in with people as the show progresses. But you've actually got a brand new book out, which is called The Passion Party's Guide to Great Sex.
Yeah, and it was we're very proud of it. And I had a vision of having this book one day because Passion Party is, as you say, you know, we're the leading in-home party plan where we have our ladies have the in-the-home parties. A lot of people think about, you know, Mary Kay Tupperware, they're accustomed to these kind of in-the-home parties. Well, we're a little bit different in that we have products that, you know, educate and talk and sell, you know, essential products. But I had a vision one day of having a book that we could get our key messages and all our tips and our techniques and sort of like get a party into a book. So if you never went to a party, you could get all these tips and techniques, or if you went to a party and you couldn't catch it all right there at the party, you'd have a sort of a reference guide to take home with you. So that was my goal, but it just evolved, and it was a great experience. We had some doctors that worked with us and also the ladies that go and do the parties, and a lot of different professionals. I didn't know you then, Veronica. I would have had you part of my book.
Seriously, really.
Yeah, you could be the sequel. How's that?
Okay.
You and I could do that. But I just really felt that our message at Passion Parties was so great, and it was just wonderful if we could have a book that, you know, that helped to carry that on. So it's great. The book is sort of a recipe for some very passionate times, so it's good.
Well, you've actually got a lot of layers to this book. It's very unusual. I wrote a sex manual myself, and I've had the opportunity to review a lot of books about sex. What sounds quite intriguing about your book is you've got the subtext going on where it's like there's a story in the background about a divorce that may be happening, about a couple that's contemplating divorce. Then you've got actual tips on how to improve your sex life. And then you've got products, you know, like suggestions on actual products that one could purchase. So in a lot of ways, it does feel like you're at a party.
Yeah, it has all the layers of a party, because a party's about that. It's about, you know, hearing the stories. Yeah, it's like the stories that you hear, because when you go to a passion party, there's always, everything is confidential. If you don't want to tell what you bought, or you don't want to tell anything about your bedroom, that's just fine. But if you want to share with the other ladies, that's why we call it the ultimate girls' night in, because we can get together in a, you know, real comfortable, fun environment and share, and that's what happens. But you're also there to get some tips and techniques. And then one of the things you find a lot about books, though, is that they will give you some tips and techniques, but then if you do want to add what I call bedroom accessories, then you don't know what accessories to buy or how to use them or where to go get them, and so this makes it a really full rounded picture, so that's good.
Yeah, it's one-stop shopping for sure. I want to back up a little bit and ask you about your inspiration for thinking that America was ready for this, because obviously you were right. It's my understanding that Passion Parties Incorporated has grown like 12 times its revenue since you took over.
Yeah. And, well, you know, the Passion Parties was founded in 1998. And again, it was that in-the-home, comfortable environment of women being able to get together. And we knew that the Passion Party concept and the parties were so popular and that they were really being received well. And so I knew that the book would go well because we already had proven many, many years that that concept of what women were wanting to learn and to share was already proving in the home party. So we knew that that information and the way we delivered it was already being sought after. And, you know, the biggest part about, I think, Passion Parties is that sex and passion are both part of sharing and that intimacy that that goes with a relationship. And it's not, and that's why we named the company Passion Parties, because we're not all about sex. We're about passion, you know, that and sex is part of passion is the way I feel about it. But it's whether it's passion for life or for your partner and for all the things that happens with a relationship, you know. So anything that we can do to help enhance those experiences, that's really exciting. And you feel like you've done, you know, a great mission to help couples.
Well, if you've reached over 1 million women, and as you say, in a comfortable and safe environment with a giggle, I think that's
good. And you know what? I always say, you know, sex isn't rocket science. Just sort of, you know, relax and enjoy it sometimes. Sometimes we're too busy trying to, you know, analyze it or whatever. And there's a lot of myths that we try to dispel, too. And one of them, you know, is that, you know, great sex can, you know, people think it just comes naturally, you know. But not really. You know, sometimes you've got to communicate. You got to be willing to try new things. And so that's what we try to do, too. And I like to really always say that the one reason I just love the name of the book is The Passion Party's Guide to Great Sex, because we go from the beginning point that everyone is already having good sex, and even if they aren't, they're not telling it, you know. And but we want to take it up another notch and also add some variety to it, because I will be married this year. I know you're not going to believe this. I'll be married 50 years this year, Veronica, to the same man.
That's our golden wedding anniversary.
Congratulations. Yes. Yes, and I got married at 3, just in case you wanted
right.
to know. I met him in kindergarten. We were very active on the playground. And, but
had
you know,
after parents signed for it and everything.
Yeah. But seriously, you know, whether you're in a new relationship or a long relationship, it is all about, you know, keeping things fresh and exciting. And so we try to, at the Passion Parties and also in our book, to be able to give, you know, tips and techniques, because I know that there's men and women, you know, in all different types of relationships. So I guess if you had to, you probably, everything about the biggest challenge when you wrote your book, my biggest challenge was making sure that I had a voice, that I spoke to everyone, because I know everyone isn't like me. They haven't been married 50 years. And so I had to be sure that I spoke to, no matter where you were in a relationship, or if you were flying solo, because we have a lot of ladies that are flying solo, whether they're, you know, by choice or, you know, they've been, you know, divorced or widowed or whatever. So, you know, we had to make sure we could speak to everyone. And that was a challenge, but I think we did that very well.
Well, it is absolutely difficult to target everybody, but I think you've done a great job too. And I think the you know, speaking of demystifying things, you have another one, which is you think it's a myth, if the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, and I don't think, and that's where, and I know you've probably read that, I'm sure you have, the business book, Good to Great. Well, I think that's the same thing with about sex, is it can be good to great, and it doesn't have to be broke. And a lot of times people think that it's about dysfunction, but it's not. It's about sex can already be good, but every now and then you just might want to make it greater. You just might want some variety, you know. It's the same thing as, it, you know, you may love steak, but you might like a different sauce on it every now and then.
Oh yeah, actually, that is. Recently, I was interviewed for a website, you know, where they interview sex experts, and I said, envision your sex life as a lifelong spiritual journey of exploration and discovery.
That's great. I love that.
So, I know, you know, it's really frustrating to me, and it's almost never a woman who says, why would you want to learn more about sex, or why would you want to take a class in sex, or it's oftentimes guys who will ask me that, like, why would I want to take a class on sex?
Well, you know what? I really believe, and I use this saying a lot, is that I believe that you have to take responsibility for your pleasure as a woman. And I think the old way that things were looked at was that it was always the man's responsibility. But I think a woman has to take responsibility for her pleasure and to be, you know, you're 50% of the equation. So you need to come to the party just as much as he does. And I love Kim Cattrall on Sex and the City, and she used to say, you know, it's the first time the sex wasn't good, you know, shame on him. If it's not good the second time, shame on you, you know.
Yeah.
And so she was saying the same thing, you know, you're half of the equation, you know, you've got to bring something to the party as well. But a lot of times due to maybe you weren't in an environment, you know, that you learned about what to do. So a lot of times being able to have that communication with someone to help you, you know, just, and we talked about the passion diva. I believe that every woman has a diva, this passion, this sexy, you know, luscious creature that's within her. And some are tucked away, and that's the shy woman, you know. And then some divas are more out there. She's strutting her stuff. That's the woman who's already quite sexually confident. But no matter where your diva is, our goal is to, and yours is obviously too, because you teach on this, is to help every woman, you know, get in touch with her passion diva, bring her out to play so her and her partner, whoever that partner is, can just have more fun. That's what it's all about.
Now, actually, reading from page 27 of your book about freeing your passion, Dee, you talk about good girls don't wear sexy lingerie. Good girls don't initiate.
Well, you know, that's that myth, too, is that good girls don't have great sex, you know, that it, only bad girls, you know, and we go, there's a lot of myths, you know, out there. But good girls do have great sex, and good girls do wear sexy lingerie, and they do initiate sex, you know. So, and you know, I cannot believe in today's world and how many women still have these hang-ups, and I don't mean older. I'm talking the young, that it's been passed down from generation to generation. That always amazes me, and we do have so many stories that you read in my book, but so many stories that also didn't make the book, but how much misinformation is out there. And I remember one of our top leaders telling this story, that a young girl, me in her 20s, came to the party, and of course they're talking about you know, different types of orgasms and the different products that, you know, create that. And she said, oh well, I can't have an orgasm, I don't have the orgasm gene. And this was, you know, in today's age. And so the passion, you know, consultant said, you know, what do you mean? She said, well, my mother didn't ever have orgasms and my grandmother didn't, and they told me that I don't have, that our family, the women, don't have the orgasm gene. So what they were doing, which is sad, they thought they were doing her a favor to prepare her not to expect anything, that, you know, then she wouldn't be disappointed. And they didn't understand about, you know, which, you know, the high percentage of, you know, 70-something percent of women must have clitoral stimulation. And, you know, so they didn't understand their bodies, and they didn't understand, you know, how to get that pleasure, or maybe they didn't think they should. So they'd pass it along to this young girl, and so she was going into her relationships not expecting anything because she was told she didn't have the orgasm gene.
Yeah,
and isn't that it's
that
a sad story? yeah, but the wonderful news is she came to the party and found out, yeah, she had the gene, and she had the button, and she could learn to push it, and life could be good, you know. So that was, you know, really great.
I wonder if she was able to go back and tell the rest of the family.
I'm sure that once think about that movie, I've pulled a blank now, Pleasantville, you know, where the birds sing,
yes.
And all of a sudden the black and white movie became color, the birds sang. I'm sure once the movie went into color and the birds sang, I'm sure she was happy to share the good news.
They probably wondered what had changed about her anyway.
Yeah, but you can't believe that would still happen in today's world. I mean, you think, you know, there's so much, you know, in you know, just like your show and other books and TV and radio, you would think, how in the world could this myth still somehow be out there and be believed? So we can never assume that everyone has been brought up to speed. So, you know, we do have a mission. You have a mission. And it's great that we're out there and that our divas are out there and comfortable enough to talk about it.
One of the things that I have, I have a private practice where I work with men, women, and couples on relationship and sexuality issues. And one thing that I have been shocked by is how many women are really experiencing sex with their husbands more as rape than making love. And I'm gratified to see this quote in your book, good girls do whatever their husbands want in bed, no questions asked. Obviously, another myth, which I'm welcoming.
No, you have the right to say no. You know, you have the right to experiment if you choose to, but you also have the right to say no. And I, you know, it's not. It is a democracy. You get to vote. You know, there just as well. And so I think that that's something very important that every woman has to know. And then she feels better about herself. But I do think that at our parties, it's very interesting. Is that you know, when the I think the men are excited for their wives or their partners to go to our parties because most of them are waiting up to see what they bring home and, you know, what new and exciting is going to happen. But I think every man really wants his woman, I'd like to think, to have a wonderful experience. So she can come and do something that can break that ice and, you know, create some different kind of communication. I think that's really what he wants. So I'm hoping that she'll go home and she'll try something new. And sometimes trying something new is as simple as a white chocolate powder that you put on and you put it on five spots or you put it on four, and you tell him you've put it on five, and you tell him you can't go to the main event until he finds all five. Of course, there is no fifth, you know, so he's just still looking. And you can either, you know, tell him the truth and tell him he, you know, there is no fifth, or you can just let him keep on looking until you're ready, you know. But, you know, and go, better luck next time, sweetie.
That's,
you know,
funny.
And you know, sometimes just playing a game and like that, and a $12.95, you know, totally lickable body chocolate and a little feather that comes with it can change so much in a relationship, because you brought some giggle to it, and most, you know, and I say this a lot, but men are a lot like microwaves and women are more like ovens. They need preheating, you know, and women on the whole need to, and you know all this, I feel funny telling you, but I know we have listeners, they need 20 minutes normally more foreplay than the man. But how do you go and tell him, you know? So if it's feeling like they're being attacked, maybe it's because he's going right to the event and he's not doing the foreplay that she wanted, where a simple thing of, I went to a party, I found this white chocolate powder, she suggested we play this game, what do you think, you know, just making him linger a little bit longer where she can't say, hey, you know, you're too doing done and microwave and I need a little time and work with me here. Sometimes they just don't have the courage or don't know how to tell them, but coming home and bringing something as simple as that can change the dynamics, you know, of that relationship. So I find it amazing how it doesn't take much investment into something to maybe shake things up a little bit.
And speaking of foreplay, you've actually, on page 9, you say that, for sex at night, foreplay starts in the morning.
And the next, these are my Passion Diva. I have 10 Passion Diva principles. And your most important sex organ is your brain. And so what happens is that if you can program yourself in the morning, you know, if he walks out the door that morning and you have crosswords with each other, I can just tell you that, you know, it's not going to be very good that night, because you've set the tone. And so, you know, foreplay in the morning can mean, you know, something as, you know, that kiss goodbye, that pat on the tush as it goes out. I recommend, we have a great little product called Nipple Nibblers, and it comes in strawberry and watermelon, and it makes the breasts, you know, have more reaction and more tasty for him, but also more helps the nipples become, you know, a little bit more sensitive and more exciting. And so if you've used that one night, then one morning, use it as a lip balm, which is a great lip balm, and kissing goodbye. And he tastes that lovely watermelon or strawberry, and he goes, I remember tasting that somewhere else some other time. And you just sort of wink at him, and he knows that that's your hint that tonight is the night. And so he's thinking about that lovely taste of that nipple nibblers on your lips all day. So you've set the stage for that evening, but if you go out the door with a, you know, a crossword or snipping at each other, you know, you've set the mood for that night as well. So sometimes, you know, it's the littlest thing, and that's a foreplay. And of course, now there's foreplay with texting, which you got to be careful who sees your phone, you know. But there's all kind of little foreplay things. But it does start with getting that mind. And I talk about sex. The biggest organ is sex organ is your brain, but also your most important sex toy is your tongue. And I mean, for talking, is how you, what not, you know, what you say, but you know how you say it sometimes. So all those things is about bringing that right woman to the bedroom and helping him know that you're going to be waiting for him that night. Creates a little interest.
Yes, and you've also talked about if you want great sex, bring the right woman to the bedroom. So would that be the good girl versus the passion diva, or who's the right woman to bring to the bedroom?
Well, you got to prepare yourself, and I always talk about, and one of my things is using the all five senses, and that's why, you know, sometimes, how do you go from stressed out to make out? I mean, you know, a lot of us have, you know, stressful jobs, and there's deadlines to make, and there's kids to get to soccer game, and there's, you know, there's just so much going on. Is that how do you, you know, click off from that daytime of all those demands and go from the stressed out of the day to the make out of the evening? You know, how do you go back to that date night? And, you know, maybe just from taking a relaxing bath, you know, getting the body, you know, a lovely scrub and doing all the spa things that just sort of makes your skin beg to be touched. But it's about getting yourself physically a little bit ready, and also that mental, you know, that you're ready, and bringing all those five senses, the taste, the touch, the sound, the sight, you know, all those things to that, you know, bedroom, and whether you're using accessories or different things, that is bringing that right woman. It's a total package. And again, with women, it's got to be a lot mental. It's not all, and that's not to say, you know, Veronica, you know this, it's not to say, you know, what's the difference between, you know, McDonald's and fine dining, you know. You can have a McDonald's, you know, quickie, and that'd be great sometimes, but other times you're going to want fine dining. You want to take it slow, and you want to, you know, do some fun things. And so bringing the right woman.
I've used that exact same metaphor. That's interesting.
Yeah, and so sometimes, you know, bringing the right woman to the bedroom is bringing yourself mentally there, physically there, you know, and again, participating. And sometimes, too, I start off my book right away talking about it's okay for women to masturbate. I mean, men have been doing it for centuries, and, you know, it's okay. But sometimes a woman needs to learn her body and what feels good on her. And maybe it is that long, soaky bath with a bullet and finding the parts and what works and what feels good so she can show him, you know, what works for her. So that's all. Learning your body is a thing that I feel very passionate about, and that it's okay. You know, and these are some of the things that you need to understand, that's okay.
Yeah, actually, the words in your book are passion divas pleasure themselves, sometimes alone, sometimes with their partners. They know it's healthy, normal, and just plain fun.
Yeah, I remember there's one story here that the husband, I think, comes home and catches her in the bed with her favorite toy, and she's just, you know, mortified that he's found her, you know, that, you know, and she's, you know, just panic. And he thinks it's just sexy as all get out, you know. And so he asks if he joins. So all of a sudden there's this threesome, you know. And so, you know, every, you know, some men's, you know, great fantasy, but it's her toy, and him. And so, you know, that's sexy. And for some people, that's really good. So then after that, they started incorporating, you know, toys into their bedroom, because it created just another mental and physical excitement to their relationship. And again, that was a very sexy thing that happened quite innocently and by accident.
I think one of the things about sex toys is it can take a lot of pressure off of both partners. I think what I see is a lot of women experience a lot of pressure to orgasm. And if the sex is not working for them, then they feel ashamed, they feel embarrassed, they feel disappointed.
Dysfunctional, something's wrong with them.
Right, or that they fake an orgasm, which, what a horrible thing to do to your sex life. And then for men, of course, there's a lot of pressure to try to provide women with orgasms that aren't even that common. So this whole focus on, trying to provide women with orgasms vaginally becomes sometimes, a very difficult thing to achieve. If you look at statistics anyway, it looks like about 80% of women are not having regular orgasms vaginally, that it usually takes some kind of clitoral stimulation, and yet...
I know, men need to know that. That is the magic spot. They need to learn that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and women need to know this, too, because...
Yeah, so they can guide him.
...bad there. About themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you know what? Our number... Oh, I'll tell you two facts that I find fascinating. First of all, when you take our mix of products, 60% of our products that we sell are foreplay products, okay? People always think about passion parties and they think toys, first of all. Well, 40% of our product sales require batteries, okay?
Right.
60% are foreplay. So that tells you right away, and women are our audience,
Right.
And so they come to the parties and they're going to buy what they need and what they want. And what they want is more foreplay. So therefore they buy more foreplay products. So, that proves, that theory and that. But the other thing is that on the products that we sell, our number one selling product is one we developed in 2001, and it became our number one product right then and has remained our number one product. So it's doing something. It's pure satisfaction. And what it does is it brings that blood to that clitoral area and creates a surge and helps for you to have stronger, faster, and even multiple orgasms. So it's just a great enhancement gel, and there's women who have never had an orgasm that when they use the pure satisfaction, they're able to. That after babies, going through menopause, chemo, or just other have had some other physical reasons that all of a sudden that area just can't seem to be stimulated, so we're very proud of that product. But it's not for those that are having challenges. It's just for anyone who just wants to have a stronger, bigger, better, more orgasm. But
so
does
this heat up the tissue?
Yeah, and it has L-arginine in it, which brings the blood to that clitoral area. And, of course, the clitoris has to have that blood, just like the man needs the blood in the penis for his erection. Blood is very important to the sexual area for that orgasm to help and to happen, And so that's what the pure satisfaction, and it has, the L-arginine, which brings that blood to the area, and so that's what steps everything up and warms everything up and makes it feel very good. And so every man ought to make sure his passion diva has some pure satisfaction, because, that's a really great secret, because it's going to step things up and make him not have to, worry that she's going to have an orgasm. You almost can't use it in not have an orgasm. It's almost impossible.
I'll be darned. That's interesting. I've never tried that, never heard of it. I have got some KY jelly that heated up and it burned.
This is lovely. It's just nice and warm, and it's, and some people are more, which but some people are more sensitive, and, they'll
mm-hmm.
be, and I'm not trying to be a commercial, but sometimes when we talk about accessories, everyone's always thinking of the toys, but sometimes there are various, gels and lotions that can physically, help and make a difference, and it helps get you in that mood, And the other one is an exclusive. We have two that are exclusive with us that we created, and the other is the G-Spot cream. And again, the G-Spot, everyone's, it's like the UFO of body parts. Everyone wants to know, does it really exist, And yet, yes, Dorothy, there is a G-Spot.
Cat. But the doctors, are behind the times. They're still trying to figure out if they think there's a G spot.
Yeah, well, they're
decided that there's a female prostate. Finally,
yeah, well, that's as close as they'll come to admitting it. But the G spot, if you've never had a G spot orgasm, it is worth looking for. And if you've ever had one, you know it's worth looking for. But we have a G spot cream that doesn't get it as warm as the Pure Satisfaction. The Pure Satisfaction is applied to the clitoris, and the G spot cream, you can use either, you know, fingers, or you can use toys that are have little cups at the end, or you can put it on any toy. But we have some toys that actually, you know, all the G spot toys that have that little extra curve at the end to get into that area better. And we even have some that, you know, the G spot cream sort of cradles, you know, the G spot cream. And what's great about the G spot cream is that it's just a very nice, very gentle warming, and then it engorges the G-spot to make it larger. So physically, it's easier to find if it's, you know, engorged, and it makes it larger, and then also provides more surface area for, you know, the G-spot orgasm to happen. So it's a little bit it's a little different formula, but good. And so they both do, you know, wonderful things, but they're a little bit different and made for the different body, you know, parts. And so a lot of, and there's nothing wrong, you know, I use hairspray, I use hair conditioner, I use moisturizers, I use body lotions, you know. I mean, I'm a little, you know, walking, you know, drugstore, but I have so much, you know, accessories for the rest of my body. So why is it wrong? It's not, to expand, you know, your accessory wardrobe or your toiletries to include things that can help you there. And the wonderful thing about the Pure Satisfaction, we talk about the mind is a very sexy thing, trying to switch over to passion at night, you know, sometimes you know, that Pure Satisfaction, it'll really make you forget the boss of the day and the deadlines. I'm telling you, it is a deadline eraser. I mean,
I think I'm going to have to get myself something.
Well, we'll make sure that I'll make sure my sister sees that you're taken care of, because want you not to have that. But sometimes you need things like that.
I'll be happy to review it on Facebook.
You'll do some product research and
yes,
report back. Okay. But that's it's okay to do things like that. We use things
Let's talk about that a little bit, about women. Two things come up. Women sometimes feel like if they use lotions, gels, creams, lubes, that somehow or another they are not, there's something wrong with them. They're not responding fully.
It's such a myth, yeah.
Yeah, and I think men a lot of times will feel like, well, if you have to bring a toy into our relationship, then I'm not doing something right. So how do you address that insecurity on the part of both genders?
Well, let's just talk about lubes to begin with. First of all, people always say, what's the first thing I should buy, or what's the first toy I should buy? Well, your first accessory should be a lube. And there's that myth. They think, well, if I can't get her wet, or she thinks if I can't get wet, then something's wrong. There's antihistamines, there's smoking, there's pollution, there's, you know, if you're flying, you know, there's so many things to dry your body out. So, it has nothing to do with your sexuality, and it has nothing to do with your age or whatever. There's just so many outside environmental factors that are drying you out. So, you know, and we just say, you know, wet is better. And we always do the little thing at the parties that, you know, take a very dry lip, run your finger over a very dry lip, then, you know, lick your lips, and then run your finger over a wet lip and tell me the difference. You have a different sensation. You can feel the finger rubbing over the lip better when it's moist. And so lube just adds more feeling. And so, and then the other thing about lube is you need a whole wardrobe of lubes. You want an edible, one that has strawberry flavor, so it makes that whole thing, you know, be a little bit more tasty. You may want a warming lube, like you just mentioned, you know, that just warms things up a little bit. You may want a lube that our Revelation is it's not a silicone, but it lasts. It's very water soluble, and you don't want a silicone lube with a silicone toy. So, you know, you got to learn your lube. So you know, use the right things for the right time, and different times you can want.
I like
different
that
things.
Example of using your lips. You know, it's like you wouldn't think, oh my, I'm not producing enough saliva. That's how come my lips are dry.
Yeah. So first of all, you got to start with the lube, and know there's a lot of, you know, lovely lubes, and you need a whole little wardrobe of lubes depending on what you want. And that's the thing we do at the passion parties. We really educate. You know, this lube is good for this. This is for this. So that's really good. And then the other thing about adding toys, you know, I always say the first toy you want to add may be a bullet. I mean, you know, don't start off with Gonzalo 3000 bigger than him. You know, you need to start with something a little bit less threatening and something that vibrates that maybe you can use on him and let him understand how to use it on you, and start with something a little bit just vibration but smaller, and maybe start at the neck and work your way down, or, you know, and stop in between, you know, anywhere you want.
And what about using the vibrator on him as well, like maybe at the
Oh, absolutely. It's stimulating to him, whether or not you're using it during sex or during the foreplay. And, like, we have a lovely smitten, is what we call it. It has little nubbies on it, and you can use a lovely massage oil, and we talk about, you know, the touch and the relaxing. Put a vibrator, a little bullet inside that, and a nice vibrating massage oil on this, you know, nice little nubby mitten, you know, just starts that relaxing. And there, you would think that that's a toy. You know, you can use either a vibrating, maybe just a hard vibe, or this bullet inside that. That might be a way to start. And then all of a sudden, you know, it comes out, and you start using it on him, and then he uses it on you, and, you know, all of a sudden it opens up. Oh, well, that was nice, you know.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, if your husband travels, you know, you can give him the Gigi, which is a male masturbation sleeve, and some lube. We even have a new vibrating Gigi, and then you can have your toy, and he's got his. Pack that away in his suitcase, and you can have some great phone sex. If the husband is, we have a lot who are, you know, deployed overseas, and, you know, you can still have some great, you know, fun together and still be loyal. So that's a good thought, too.
Ah, well, that would certainly put a different spin on texting your sex, too, huh?
Or yeah,
texting.
Have some great telephone sex, yeah.
or you could use your phone and sext each other. You know, here I am with my toy. And
yeah, there you go. You know what? You may want to be in the same house and him go upstairs and you downstairs. We have the remote control that is great for that, too. So sometimes, you know, pretend you're, if you don't travel, you don't leave each other.
You're out to dinner, actually.
I know, isn't that just, it's just so funny. It's that, like in that movie, I'll have some more.
Wait till the waitress walks up.
Yeah, it's almost like in that movie. What was that movie, you know, that that they said, you know, I don't know what she's having,
Sleepless
but I'll have.
Sleepless in Seattle, make
her yeah, I'll have whatever she's having.
You say passion divas will pursue an orgasm at any means, through any means necessary, pursue orgasms through any means necessary. Can you explain that? What are we talking about, turning into total sluts here?
No, you know, you just deserve an orgasm. You know, it's a natural thing that the body is meant to do. And so, you know, just get creative and free that passion to even know it's okay and that you deserve it.
How often
do you think a woman should
have an orgasm?
Well, I think it just depends on the woman. There's some women that can do multiple in one night, and there's others who, you know, it just depends on how often. You know, there's all kind of surveys that say the average is, you know, four times a week, four times a month. You know, it just depends on what, you know, what your sex drive is and what your partner relationship and what works for both of you. But you've got to take time for each other. And whether it's a short relationship or a long relationship, you got to take that time to connect. And so whatever works for the two of you that makes you both happy, that's what's right.
Well, speaking of what works for couples, you've got something called romantotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the romantic therapies, remember when we were talking about bringing the right woman to the bedroom, and it's a whole line of bath salts, the body lotions, a shave cream, massage oils. It's all part of that, you know, preparing. But we also have it in a lovely plumeria that is a natural attractant. We also have it in a green tea. So if the guy wants to, you know, have some of these wonderful products, you know, it's a little bit more zen smell. And then we have a new ginger pomegranate. So these are all those things of preparing the body, you know, so that you your body begs to be touched. You enjoy being touched, and then you've got the smell, because you've got so you're bring you can actually bring all five senses. So you've got the smell, which whether it's pomegranate ginger or the green tea or if it's the plumeria, and we have candles, which of course when you walk in the room, the sight of the candle, and then also we have the lovely candles that melt into a lovely massage oil that are nice and warm, and you know, so then you've got the sight of the oil of the candle, and then you've got the touch of the oil, and then you've also got the wonderful scent. You know, so all of these help bring these different, you know, and then of course in the aromatic therapy we have some things that taste yummy. So we're able to bring all five senses to the bedroom through this entire range. So that's all part of getting ready for passion.
Huh. So okay. So it's actually kind of a little kit that you could purchase.
Well, you can get a kit, or you can pick and choose which items you know that you want. And also, we have some travel sizes. A lot of times our hostesses that have the party, of course, they get a lot of free goodies. But a lot of times, you know, that's some of the things that they want are some of the travel sizes as well, and they can get those free. And then sometimes we even have to help you try new things. You might buy a shave cream, and you might get a hand and body lotion, you know, free, so you could try that. But you got to feel good about you, and that's what aromatherapy helps do. It helps you feel good about you, helps your partner, and you have a more touch, taste, feel, you know, just helps the relationship be, as we say, it's therapy for more romance, so it's really good.
And you also talk about what to keep in your passion pantry.
Yeah,
first of all, what is a passion pantry?
Well, that's your little goodies. That's whether it's your aromatherapy that you've got on the side of the tub and you're using, or if it's your toy box that you've got, or whether it's got your G-Spot cream or your Pure Satisfaction. It's all your bedroom accessories that you have, and some are more out there in the open, and some are you might tuck away for a little bit of confidentiality. But your passion pantry is what you put together to help that passion, to help that heartbeat faster and the breath come more quickly, and it just makes everything a little bit more sexually exciting.
Okay, so give us an idea of what some items you would want to have in your passion pantry.
Well, you want to definitely start out with something that's going to help you relax out of the aromatherapy line. And then the next thing you want is definitely a good lube. Which lube that you want to start with? Revelation is the one I'd recommend if you only could have one. And then you want to add the Pure Satisfaction and the G-Spot cream. Then from that, you're going to want to add some toys, and whether you want to start with the bullets or those that are less phallic, or if you're ready to move up to something, a rabbit or something that has more possibilities there, you know, has more things. So you can build. And someone asked me, says, well, how do you know when it's time to get a new sex toy? It's when the old one's boring. You know, it's time to add something new and different. And I'm always amazed, Veronica, people love different colors. They love if they glow in the dark. They love if they twirl. They love lights. It's all, again, it's just fun. So I think that if you are experienced in using bedroom accessories, your pantry might be a little bit more adventuresome. But if you've never put together a set of accessories, then your pantry would start a little bit, you know, slower. But I know that your pantry would pick up pretty quick. And you won't always be adding new things. You know, it's never, that's why we add, probably four times a year. We're adding 7 to 10 new products at least four times a year just to keep things going and give an opportunity to talk something new and to tell you some new fun experience that you might want to try.
Well, yes, and I think that's. Do you think people have fears about trying new things, or and if so,
well,
how do you get?
Depends on how adventuresome. Yeah, maybe it depends on how adventuresome, but you know, it doesn't mean that you and your partner have to only be, you know, quite brave to start with something you feel comfortable with. And, you know, every lovemaking isn't like the movies. I mean, you know, you go to the movies and they portray this, you know, how everything is just, you know, so picture perfect. But sometimes you just need to be playful. And again, you know, it depends on your relationship. But just, you know, again, it's not rocket science. Sort of be playful, have a giggle. You know, sometimes don't mind being a little creative. And just say, hey, honey, you know, how about putting some of this massage cream on your hands? And let's just try this out, you know.
Well, speaking of couples now, we got a little bit of time left here. I think I'd like to hear a little bit about this divorce that's in the making. And is this a real story, or is this kind
of the really novel? It really is, Veronica. And what happened is that the consultant went to a party, and there's always someone, not always, but a lot of times there's someone at the party who's, you know, not saying much, okay? And so this woman wasn't having much communication, and so she bought a few things, but didn't have much to say. And that happens sometimes. You don't know if she's just shy or, you know. And so the next day, this couple shows up on the consultant's at her front door early in the morning, like really early. And she's thinking, "Oh my God, I am in so much trouble. What did I sell that woman that they're back? Her husband is with her early in the morning, you know." And what happened is the woman went home, and with these new toys and new foreplay items, it started a whole new conversation. And there, one of the biggest problems was their lack of communication, and so they actually were back the next morning to buy some more product, but it just opened up those lines of communication, and they decided they really did love each other, and they really didn't want to dissolve the relationship, but they had gotten stuck. And so this sort of created the giggle and the fun again, and they remembered why they got together in the first place. And I had a similar, not quite as dramatic, but I have another story in the book about a woman who's in her 50s, and she goes to a party, and, you know, she's very embarrassed to buy anything, so she buys a game because she thinks, okay, this is safe. And she goes home, and she tucks it up in the closet, you know. And husband, a few weeks later, rummaging through and finds it and says, "Oh, what's this?" She says, "Well, I went to one of those parties and I bought this game." And he said, "Well, you know, if you've already bought it, we might as well, you know, use it, you know." And so they, you know, pull the bedspread back and throw the game on. Of course, the object of the game is not to win or to get to the end, you know. And so anyway, she rang her consultant the next day and she said, "I've been married like 30 years and I got my first dozen roses today. From the game. And she said it was just that all of a sudden, she said, we got a giggle. We went back to how it used to be. And she said, the first time in 30 years, I got roses. So, you know, a lot of times there is that sensuality that's inside all of us that somehow just needs one little thing to spark it or to remind us. So we have just lots of stories like that. And that's just the heartwarming thing that I just love about this business.
That reminds me of what I found when I was doing escorting, actually, and I work with clients who were having problems with erectile dysfunction. And oftentimes, rather than being sexy, I would be a stand-up comic. I would crack jokes because when people laugh, it increases their blood flow and it allows them to relax. And it's amazing how little humor is utilized when it comes to passion. You know, people get very serious, and I think you said that at the very beginning of this hour. You said people are so serious about sex, and sometimes we need to learn how to laugh.
Well, and that's what the games do. Sometimes, you know, we got one that's more risque than others, but one, there's two, die, and you throw one, and it goes leg or breast or, you know, arm or something. It gives a body part, and the other one tells you what to do to it. And you throw the die, you know, dice, and it's just fun. You know, someone may say lick or tickle or whatever, and it's just fun. And it's, again, $12, $13. I mean, you don't have to spend that much money to just do something, and all of a sudden, you know, it's just silly, you know. But you need to have that to break that, and it's just a terrific way sometimes to get back on the romance track.
I think what you're also doing is you're giving people permission, because if the game tells them to do this, then they don't have to worry about feeling silly.
Yeah, they've really been wishing they could, you know, but now all of a sudden, well, I have to do it because the game told me to do it, you know. Honey, I have to do this, you know. So we just love it at Passion Parties because we just think that our even though we call our the Passion Parties Guide to Great Sex is secrets and techniques, there really aren't that many secrets. It's just sometimes, like you say, it's that permission to do something, you know, a little bit more fun to keep that relationship, you know, hot or to get it hot. Maybe it's never been real hot. Maybe you want to get it, you know, get it hot.
Well, you're definitely helping people to have fun, that's for sure. Now, if for our listeners who are saying, hey, you know what, I could use a party like this, because I know sometimes when women get together for these sort of things, although it's born out of humor and out of fun and out of games, there's also a lot of heart-to-heart sharing that takes place, and women start letting down their guard and telling, you know, really personal stories to each other. So
if they choose to, they aren't you know, forced to or in any reason feel like they have to, but you know, if they want to, they can.
Yeah. So sometimes it seems like you can almost have, you know, the benefit of getting together with your friends and being able to share things that maybe you're self-conscious about in other venues. If somebody's listening to this and wants to have a passion party, how would they go about doing that?
The best thing is just go to passionparties.com, and you've got a choice of three things there. You can click if you just want to buy some product. You can go in and look at maybe the products I mentioned tonight, and you can just purchase, and a Passion Party consultant will contact you and help you with that. And then, or you can click you want to have a party, and it'll bring down which state you live in and where you live. Or if you're interested in the business, and we haven't even touched on that, but I'm very proud of my Passion Divas, and they I have, you know, whether they want to make an extra $100 a month, $1,000 a month, or my top woman makes $25,000 a month. So if they want to have more passion in their we empower women from the bedroom to the bank. So if they are interested in being a Passion Party consultant and helping other women, and also in this economy make some extra money or full-time money, it's, you know, up to them. So
you can make up to $25,000 a month?
My top lady makes $400,000, yeah, a year. But I have some who make $100 a month, some make $1,000 a month. It just depends on, you know, how much effort they put into their business, how many parties they have. But we have a lot of women who do this as supplemental income, and then we have young moms who do this as their full-time because they like to stay home. And then we have people who have been laid off or business has been cut back. And actually, our sponsoring has been quite up because there's so much, you know, with the economy, people looking for, you know, additional income. And it's a great way to make money. I mean, you make 40% at a party. The average party is about $500, and it takes a couple hours, and you're going to make about $200 cash at that party. That's not a bad night's work, and be helping people, and then you can make additional income through those that you sponsor and bring in the business and train. So it's really a lot of opportunity.
Pat, you're starting to convince me I want to become a passion
party. I'm telling you, yeah. I think we're probably the most lucrative, one of the most lucrative compensation plans out there. We take very good care of our reps. So whether or not you're interested in just buying some product or having a party, if you have a party, you can get some freebies, which everyone loves freebies.
Right.
Or if you're interested in the business, so just go to passionparties.com, click which interests you, and a Passion Parties trained consultant will contact you and help you with whatever you have some interest or needs for. So
and they can also
really
find the, they can also find the book there too, right?
Mm-hmm. They can buy the book right there too, and they can also get the book from their consultant, or they can buy it right there. You know, but if they do click, they want product online, a consultant, they don't buy direct from the company. Everything goes through our Passion Consultant. So just go to passionparties.com and check us out. And there's no obligation. And the best thing is to have a party, though, and your girlfriends will all thank you because it's just fun, you know. And we do make it fun at the parties. I mean, and we have ladies who have parties, you know, they'll have 3 or 4 a year because they love their passion parties. They're just
Thank you so much for being on the Shame-Free Zone. I really appreciated it. You're
wonderful.
You were
great. Thank you.
I'll post the link to your book on my Facebook page for all my 4,000-plus friends out there. That's it for the Shame-Free Zone tonight, guys. I'm going to be back next Monday. I'm going to be interviewing Robert Silber. He's going to be talking to us about conscious sensuality. And for those of you who are in the Bay Area, I want to let you know that I'm going to be hitting the road again on a little mini tour. I will be down in Santa Cruz teaching at Pure Pleasure in Santa Cruz. The topic is Passionate Fury. We got a lot of passion going around tonight. So Passionate Fury, we're going to be talking about sex, anger, and kink. And if you happen to be anywhere from Santa Rosa to Santa Cruz, you should send me an email or give me a phone call. And you can set up your house call now before I hit the road in less than 2 weeks. My phone number, of course, is 888-903-0050. That's 888-903-0050. And you can find links to my email at sexwithoutshame.com. Thanks so much. Talk to you next Monday. Thank you for tuning in tonight. If you liked what you heard and you want more solutions for your love life, please call me toll-free at 888-903-0050. Once again, that number is 888-903-0050. I am the only person who answers that line, and I am usually available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. You can also visit sexwithoutshame.com to discover more of what I can do for you. And remember, your secret is safe with you. Sering kesepian.